Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. This is Trista and Angus with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, monsoonal weather is engulfing the east coast of Australia, with authorities warning to brace for more flooding activity. The 2,000-kilometer-long rain band is predicted to dump upwards of 100 millimeters on Brisbane across Friday and Saturday, making this March the wettest in 130 years. The central Queensland has already received 6 months' worth of rain this week, with flood warnings in place along the Northern Territory and Queensland border.
The Queensland state government has pulled the plug on the final stage of its election promise to fund a rail line to Maroochydore. The government promised a train line from Beerwah to Maroochydore during last year's election campaign, but it was revealed that it would only extend to Batinia, with a bus service going directly to Maroochydore and the Sunshine Coast Airport 13 kilometres shorter. Sunshine Coast rail advocates are saying that the region had been let down by the decision, claiming that it would have been legacy infrastructure. In national news, the federal government has handed down its unexpected fourth budget ahead of the election in May. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has announced a surprise round of tax cuts baked into the budget, slated to save Australians $268 in year one and $536 a year from 2027 onwards. The Coalition has already confirmed it won't support the tax cuts, with Peter Dutton labelling it as an election bribe and a slap in the face for Australian families. Mr. Chalmers says Labor's election promises are reflected in the budget, with the $150 energy rebate expected to bring down headline inflation by half a point in 2025. Job switchers will also benefit from increased competition, as the government announced it will hand down a ban on non-compete clauses for workers earning less than $175,000 a year. A ban on overseas citizens buying existing houses for the next 2 years is expected to benefit Australian homebuyers, with the government also committing $8.9 million on an audit of land banking by foreign buyers. The cost of medications listed under the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme will be slashed, bringing scripts down to $25 from next year, with the federal government spending an additional $500 million to shore up medicine supplies. Cost of living measures will also benefit student debt holders, with a one-off 20% slash expected to wipe $5,000 off the average HECS loan. We'll bring you more of today's pre-election budget breakdown on Zedlines at 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. today.
In international news, protesters are taking to the streets across Turkey in what is quickly becoming one of the largest anti-government demonstrations in a decade. The protests, which began last week, were sparked by the jailing of Istanbul's mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu on corruption charges just days before he was expected to be confirmed as a presidential candidate. İmamoğlu is the main opponent of President Tayyip Erdogan, who has been in power since 2014. Protesters have flooded the streets, chanting slogans against Erdogan and demanding the mayor's release, along with greater freedoms in the country. By the seventh day of the protest, more than 1,100 people had been arrested. President Erdogan has called the demonstration street terrorism, and his government has not provided any details about plans to release the mayor. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with rain expected throughout the day. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The river's tide is falling from its peak now and will reach low tide at around 2:30 p.m. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.